Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Tell us a little bit about Theatre Train. What does it do?
Yes, of course. So Theatre Train's a local performing arts company based here on the Isle of Wight. We run our classes at was formerly Ride Academy, now LIFT. And we professionally train young people from ages 3 to 18 in the performing arts.
So it sounds like an amazing opportunity. So if you're a young person, or you know a young person who wants to be involved, what are your first steps?
Well, I think if you have a sort of a budding young performer at home who might like to take the stage or perhaps looking to build confidence, then we would love to hear from you. As I say, from ages 3 to 18, we have bespoke classes. We can be contacted on our email address, which is iow@theatretrain.co.uk.
And your website's very easy to find as well, because I'm not the world's most technical person, but I found it.
Good.
So that's all good. And you do a range of different types of performances as well, don't you? I mean, from my own experience, I've been some really good ones, the pantomimes that you've done in the past, and also Kinky Boots, which you did last December. And I know you've just done the Junior Frozen, haven't you?
We have indeed, yes. So I think in the last year we've had a number of shows: Kinky Boots, Elf, We Will Rock You, Footloose, as you've just said, Frozen Junior. And we are very, very excited to be moving forward, and we are going to be doing the full version of Frozen, the one that has just come from the West End.
Oh, how exciting.
So that's really exciting.
And when can people expect to see that, and where?
Okay, that's going to be on the 27th and 28th of June, that's this year, at Medina Theatre. Three shows only on the Saturday and Sunday. So 27th at 5 o'clock and on the 28th at 1 p.m. and 5 p.m.
Sounds amazing.
I do like a matinee as well, don't you, Sue?
I love a matinee because you can really enjoy that, and then you've got the evening still to do things with. So, yeah. No, they both have their places, matinees and evening performances.
And it's great for the children, isn't it, as well? Because if you've got younger children, this show really is perfect. I don't think I know a young child that doesn't love Frozen.
My niece, bless her, she loves Frozen. So you're going to see us there, Julie. I'm not just
amazing.
Saying that. You are going to see us
that's
there.
That's lovely, yeah. It's great to see. And all the young children come dressed up as their young Elsa and Anna's. So we look forward to that.
I bet that's lovely to see as well. Do you think that Medina Theatre, it's quite intimate. Do you think that's perfect for this type of production as well?
Yeah, I think so. Because, you know, wherever you sit in Medina, you can see the stage. You've got a lovely width on the stage, so that's great for a set. But it's also, Theatre Train's largely a company of ensemble performers, so you can see every performer on stage.
I love that. That makes it almost as much about you going to see the show as you're part of the show.
Yes, yeah, yes.
But just between us here, are you, by now, are you even just a little bit sick of hearing Let It Go?
Do you want the honest truth? Yes.
Yes. Like most parents, then.
Yes, yeah, and we've still got a few more months to listen to it. So, but it'll be lovely when we hear it on the show days.
Well, can I ask you a question before we move into a track? And we're going to come back and continue talking in a second. I don't know if you're allowed to tell me, but Sue, this is really going to show actually who I really am. I'm not just an uncle, but I'm an uncle that clearly watches Frozen. Yes, I'm ashamed to admit. Are you going to do that scene where the dress comes off?
Yes.
Oh.
The transformation scene.
When Elsa changes.
I'm not going to give you any of the any clues or give any of our tricks away.
I love that because there is a, I think it's almost, I believe, there is a stage, it's like Phantom of the Opera. I'm not going to give away any of the trade secrets, but there is an art of trickery involved in it.
There is, yes.
So that's amazing. Is. So you're not giving away the trade secrets?
No, not today. You have to come and see us. And watch the
I don't think Billy's got any choice. I think think you'd like to anyway, Billy, but I literally don't think you have a choice.
Well, I'm
just thinking about the work that you do with young people, Julie. How does that work?
Okay, so we invite young people that that you do pay a fee to come along to Theatre Train, because we do have all professionally trained teachers. We offer classes in singing, dancing and acting, and we put the children in, or have the children in groups of age groups. So the work that we are offering is bespoke to them. So we'll have 3-year-olds, and we have a lovely 45-minute class for them, and that's a brief introduction to music and movement and singing. We have groups from minis, our little Theatre Train minis, ages 4 to 5. They are an absolute delight, and they also have their own little show. So again, a shorter session of 1.5 hours, singing, dancing and acting. And our main company are ages 6 to 18, and we split them off into groups of 6 to 9 years, 9 to 12 and 13 to 18, so that what we're working on is very appropriate to that age group.
And do you do ongoing classes, so do you sign up for a given length of time?
Yeah, so we operate during term time only on a Saturday. Theatre Train is during term time, Saturdays only, and that's what you normally sign up for, a term or more. But some of these children, I've been running Theatre Train for 26 years now, and some of these children started when they were 6, and now I am seeing their children.
Wow.
So that's amazing.
So can you talk to me then about what the children get out of it? Clearly a lot, but how would you kind of go about defining that?
Okay, so every single child is different. So you will have some children who walk in, or teenagers, because not everyone starts at 6 years of age, who walk in, they're very shy, uncomfortable perhaps. We try and nurture that, try and encourage confidence and belief in themselves, because, you know, if you believe in a child, they can believe in themselves. Then we have other children who are overly confident, love to perform, and so a great balance of young people. They all love performing, they love the friendships, and again, building confidence, which if they don't go into this as a career, what a great skill to take into future life.
Absolutely. I mean, the business world, presenting, everyone's got to do it, haven't they? Everyone, even just talking to the bus driver when you get on the bus in the morning.
Yes, indeed.
Having that confidence.
Yes, yeah.
The world is your stage, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yeah.
I think I'm stealing that from somewhere.
Not very well-known person, Billy, so it's fine. No one would ever know.
Can I ask you, sorry, Sue, can I just ask one last question before I fire back to you? Just off the back of what you were saying, Julie.
Yes.
I want to ask you, what's more difficult? Is it more difficult bringing out the confidence in someone that isn't very confident, or bringing down the overconfidence of someone that wants to do everything all of a sudden and doesn't have any chance of stopping? Given that we're talking about kids here, and I work in the education sector, I'm quite interested to know what you think on this.
That's a really difficult question, isn't it? Because what we don't ever want to do is dampen confidence. But overconfidence sometimes can also not be the best skill. So what we try and do is the environment we work in is very much listening to each other, working in an ensemble, and everyone's voice is heard and is important. I think you sound like you've been to Theatre Train, actually. It sounds like you've walked through the door and met some of these young people.
Do you know what? I'm delighted with that compliment. You're doing my job for you, or your job for me. I don't know what it is, but I think that defines really what you do. What Sue and I were talking about off air before you arrived, and since you've arrived as well, clearly what you offer is a service for everybody, which is important.
Yeah.
Everyone's got their own role to play, and actually, I really like the fact that you mentioned the ensemble, because everyone has their own piece in the jigsaw puzzle, don't they?
Well, I think as well, if you go and watch a show, it's not always about the principal character.
Mm.
Every single person's important, and we've all seen a show where we've looked at the ensemble and spotted someone, thought they are amazing. So they are the backbone of the show. the ensemble.
And are you able to give us an idea of how much these classes cost?
Yes, so the classes, they're weekly classes, as we've discussed, on a Saturday, and the prices start from £6 for the youngest up to £17 for the 3-hour sessions. So we go from 45 minutes to 3 hours, and we also offer a 50% discount to any sibling, so that helps parents. We're also Ofsted registered, so we're able to offer the government tax-free childcare vouchers, which also is a great help to parents.
That's brilliant.
That is brilliant. Yeah, I was going to ask about the 3 hours. Can you go? I'm assuming then parents can drop them off and then
go and do their shopping.
Yeah,
that's exactly what happens. I mean, again, if you parents don't come into any of our sessions, even our 3-year-olds can come in. Their parents drop them, and we have our tutors who work with them. So yeah, the parents can just drop off and go.
I think that's fantastic value for money for what you're offering, personally.
Yep. Absolutely.
So, Sue?
Yes.
Have you got anything else over there lined up in your... I've thrown the tennis ball over to you. Are you going to throw it back to me now?
Well, you were telling us some interesting plans for Cowes Fringe, weren't you, as well?
Yes, so this is the first time. We're delighted to be invited to perform at Cowes Fringe, which is in May, and I am sure it's the 24th of May. So our middle group, who are ages 9 to 12, will be performing two shows there at East Cowes Town Hall. So we're really excited about that. So that's going to be sort of sing and dance the musicals.
Oh, sounds really good. Brilliant.
You're doing a lot.
I know.
You're making me exhausted.
So you've got that in May, Frozen in June. So.
And then we've got our December production, which... I'm hoping, Sue, hoping it will be a pantomime.
And I'm looking forward to it already. I'm not going to say, oh, no, it won't, because I really want it to be, because as I was telling you, Julie and Billy off the air, we've been to a number of the pantomimes in previous years, and they've all been really good, as was Kinky Boots at the end of last November.
Oh, yes, they have.
So, yeah, it's more about the youth work that you do.
Okay, so I would like to say that if we have any young performers out there that are interested in a career in the performing arts, we would love to hear from you. We do have connections with agencies. We have had our own students gain places at leading performing arts colleges and have gone to perform on the West End, cruise ships and other sort of very, very interesting careers.
And remind us again, where can any young person find you?
Okay, so we are based on a Saturday, was formerly Ride Academy, is now Lift Ride, but we can also be contacted on our email address, which is iow@theatretrain.co.uk, or Theatre Train Isle of Wight website. You'll have all the details there, and also our Facebook page.
And I can vouch for the fact that Julie does answer emails, because that is why she is here. So there you go. And a really couple of really exciting things to look forward to as well. So Cowes Fringe shows there in May, and then in June, Frozen at the Medina. So look out for those as well. But Julie, tell us what your motto is, because it really encapsulates what Theatre
Train's
about.
So this is in sort of a few words: believe in yourself, achieve your dreams, exceed your expectations.
I'm going to try and remember that on a Monday morning, you know.
And I think that probably sums Theatre Train up.
Well, I've just got to mention this. I have to, as we're talking now. An hour ago, because you've got some brilliant reviews on the internet, Lisa, and if this doesn't speak volumes, then I don't know what else can. She's given you a 5-star review, and she says here, my daughter's confidence has grown hugely since attending your theatre training company. And it says here, Theatre Train Isle of Wight, it says, the teachers are encouraging and keep her engaged and motivated. The shows have been varied, and she has enjoyed the process.
Excellent. Wow.
So I, like Sue says, I think that just encapsulates it, your quote, and then that just
I think maybe I should have said that. Have a look at the reviews, both on the national page, the local page, because some parents have said some lovely, lovely things, and we do appreciate that.
And I take it all your tutors are trained as they should be and CRB checked.
Yeah, so all of our teachers are qualified for teaching. They have, some of them performed themselves, or most of them have. They're all actually local authority approved chaperones, and obviously have the full DBS.
Brilliant. So everyone's safe.
They are safe, yeah, and we have a very, very robust safeguarding policy.
Fabulous.
Well, I can definitely say that your website is not only nice and slick but easy to get to as well, because I don't know about you, Sue, I didn't even have to type in theatretrain.co.uk. I was able to just type in Theatre Train Isle of Wight, and it came up. First thing came up.
It's the best way to find it, because there's theatre trains all over the country, aren't there, Julie? So you're a franchise, aren't you?
That's correct, yes.
Absolutely exceptional. Well, it's been so nice to have you in, Julie.
Thank you so much.
Before we go to the next song, which is at your request, I'm going to give you the honour, Julie, of being able to give a shout out to anybody if you'd like to, or if you would rather not, you can simply just say that we're going to play the song that you asked for a second ago, that we've now got ready to play for you. So over to you, DJ Julie.
Oh, thank you so much. I don't think I'll ever be a DJ and be able to do the work that you two do, so thank you for having me. And here is Bruno Mars, Lady Gaga, and Die With a Smile.